ski jump scaffolding stands 26 stories tall. Atop it, you could see for miles. A sea of snow-capped forest surrounds us, and if it wasn't for the light snowfall on this day, Lake Superior would be visible to the north.
All right, I'm up here with John on top of Copper Peak. We snowshoed up here, and we walked up the scaffolding. Tell us what it was like to go off the first time.
I remember we were up on the very top with another guy from Minneapolis, and the wind was blowing and the scaffold was bouncing. And I told Dave, "Don't worry, Dave, we're not going to ride." And he said, "Okay." And then the U.S. ski team coach was down below and he flagged us.
Much to John's surprise, the flag from the coach was the signal to go.
I tried to drill myself to get down, get set, get ready, and stay forward. And when you hit the end at 72 miles an hour, you hit it out. And you go, and I did it, and wow, it was beautiful. It was nice. Probably the longest jump I ever had in my life.
He went on to ride the jump near Ironwood many times, along with a number of other hills across the country. John, however, didn't start by flying down the big hills.
My start was downhill skiing. I would go on a hill called Mount Zion. It was just a little hill, and it cost us like 50 cents to go up for a day. And I skied there for a while, and then they made Indian Head Mountain there, so I tried that a little bit, but it was too boring for me.
His uncles and cousins were ski jumpers, so he talked his dad into helping out.
My dad would build a little bump for us next to the house, a real small one, and I'd ski it for a while. I'd ski it for a little while, and I start feeling confident, and then I'd say, "Hey, Dad, do you think you could make me a little bit bigger one?"
Eventually, his dad tired of building bigger and bigger jumps, so John tried his luck at a small scaffold hill in Ironwood.
Every hill that I would take from that point on, I'd feel so excited about and so proud of, and I'd always look at the next one ahead of me.
The next one was a recently built local hill called Wolverine, which was big enough to serve as a practice site for the U.S. ski jumping team. At this hill, John started to hone his skill.
At that point up on top of Wolverine, I could see Copper Peak and horizon. I'd say, "Someday."
John is a bit of a local legend, and at one time held records at several hills in the region. But he never fulfilled his ultimate dream, making the Olympics, because by the time he was skiing down the big hills, he was in his 30s.
I was getting a little bit too old at that time to think about the Olympics.
But not making the Olympics did not tamp down his enthusiasm for the sport. Some of his best jumps were made in the master's class, which are jumpers over 30 years old. What he did, however, is work hard to keep the sport going in Ironwood. Despite the enthusiasm for jumping and Copper Peak by John and others, there has not been competitive jumping there since 1994. Here's Charlie Supersinski, president of the Copper Peak Board.
Became unusable simply because the sport is always constantly changing, and that meant we had to redesign the hill.
The landing was too steep for contemporary jumping. The Copper Peak Board has done the engineering for the necessary changes, but are still finding ways to acquire the funds to do the work. They are also looking into a surface that will permit year-round skiing.
We're trying to put on the hill a surface that we can ski in the summertime, a plastic surface. That would allow us to hold competitions in the summer, hold practices in the summer, and the hill would have, of course, the latest design criteria.
One way they are acquiring funds is through summer activities at the site. This includes the Red Bull Challenge, which brings in 1,000 runners who race to the top of the peak. In the summer, they also sponsor the Copper Peak Adventure Ride, which includes a chairlift to the base of the structure and then an 18-story elevator ride.
And then there's 8 stories of stairwell that folks are challenged to walk to the very top. The view from on top there is second to none. There isn't a view that you'll find anywhere in the Midwest. Nothing close will even resemble the view that you can see. It overlooks Lake Superior and, of course, the Ottawa National Forest in that area. And it's a scene that is truly unique and different and very special.
All right, we made it up. Now we're going to make our way down, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
A lot easier going down.
Yeah.
For information about Copper Peak, the Red Bull Challenge, and the Summer Adventure Ride, you can visit their website or get more information at wxpr.org. For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.